God, take over the whole house. My life is yours. Any room that's in my life, you are totally welcome in. Even that room where there may be a little bit of shame. When he shows up, guess what he brings? All those things that pertains to life and godliness. He brings us these gifts. Welcome to Changing Lives. We are changing lives with the Word of God. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you have joined with me in this podcast, and the Word is going to be rich and it's going to empower your life. Today, I'm going to be talking about it's a setup. And I'm going to be sharing, of course, spiritual truths from the Word of God that's going to show us how God has really set our lives up for success. Do you know God is on our side? Yes, He is. And the Word will prove that. And I believe that after you have received this, these spiritual truths and the Word that I will share with you during this podcast, that you will be empowered to grab a hold of the greater things that God has for your life. And guess what? You'll be able to do it. I'm hearing this. With an ease. Yes, with an ease. No struggling, no trying to strive, but thriving in life with God. Okay? So it's a setup. All right? And, you know, last few podcasts, we've been talking about living a balanced life and, you know, how to be productive based on godly foundations and principles and things like that, and being organized in our lives. And I believe that those podcasts have been a major blessing to you. And you know what I've been doing is I've been reflecting, because guess what? We are always in this state of becoming. You know, we're becoming greater than what we were the day before. At least we should be. You know, the Word of God tells us that we should always be abounding in the work of the Lord, you know. And so as long as we are living our lives in Him, then we're going to continue to go higher and higher and higher in Him. Come on, we've heard it, from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Come on, every round goes higher and higher. And so as I share with you that it's a setup, I'm going to start out from this 2 Peter, the first chapter, the 3rd through the 4th verse. And this is a scripture that has really helped me to put things in perspective with life, with doing life, being productive, being organized, you know, all of that. And we have to really dissect this in order for us to grab it for our own as the truth that we live our lives by. Okay. So 2 Peter, the first chapter, starting at the 3rd verse, and it says, according as his divine power has given us unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And then the 4th verse says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Okay, those two scriptures, it's a whole lot to unpack, but I believe that it will bless your life. And one of the biggest things that stands out right off the bat is his divine power. This is talking about God himself, what ability, might he is able to disseminate in our lives. Okay, we sing the song, he's able. Yes, he is. And we have to grasp the depth of his ability in our lives. Okay, so his divine power, what, you know, the power that he has. Is there anybody more powerful than God? Absolutely not, you know? And so he's taking his divine power, which is the essence of who he is, everything he is, everything he has and ever will be. He is giving that to us through these godly things, okay? So his divine power, he has given unto us what? All things. Look, we can end right there. That anything you think of, it's a wrap. Okay. All things. I mean, when God says something like that, that means there are no exceptions. There is nobody greater or nothing greater or no situation that's impossible. That's what his word tells us. It may be impossible with man, but not with God, right? So, but he's setting it up right off the bat, saying he's given unto us all things, right, that pertain unto life and godliness. Wow. If that isn't a setup, I don't know what it is, right? If he's given us all things that pertains to life and godliness, if we want to live the God kind of life, the good life, guess what? We got everything we need, you know? And if we want to live a life that's pleasing to God, because you can have life, but do you have abundant life? You can have success, but do you have good success? And that good success and that abundant life is connected to the godliness that he's given unto us, okay? And so what I want to do is I want to begin to share some things as it ties to that, because this is a spiritual truth that constantly is resonating in my spirit when I come across difficult situations, when life seems hard, when it seems like things are coming my way, when I'm dealing with, a curveball, when I'm trying to manage this and trying to move forward and this or that, the enemy will come and really try to weigh you down to make you think of, you know, the fact that, or not a fact, but to make you think that this is impossible. I can't do it. It's overwhelming. It's, you know, there's no way. And, but the spiritual truths that's been embedded in my spirit, and not only in my spirit, resonating in my mind, right? Spirit and mind. Okay. Your spirit, you know, is what you want to be the dominant, but your mind deals with your soul, your psyche, your will, your imagination, your intellect. Okay. All of that is, it can be, the enemy can try to infiltrate it with the lies that will keep you from grabbing hold of this spiritual truth that I have everything I need to come out on top. I have everything I need to win. We say these cliches such as, you know, it's a fixed fight and God has set us up to win. We win already. We just got to walk through it. And see, that's the thing. We can't become disillusioned while we're going through that middle part of fighting the good fight of faith and, you know, putting the enemy to flight and keeping him in his place and keeping him in check and not allowing him to steal away all that God has given us in this journey of life or in this process of life, okay? And so you have to grab a hold of the fact and keep it before you, meditate on it, speak it out, receive it as your very own, that you got everything you need to succeed. You got everything you need to succeed, in your profession, in your career, on your job. You have everything you need to succeed in your relationships. You have everything you need to prosper. You have everything you need to walk in good health as it relates to your bodies, your minds. Okay. We have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. You know, sometimes we can look at living this godly life and it can seem like it's so much. It's a lot to deal with, right? And that is a trickery of the enemy to make you be so caught up in all that it entails, right? And if he can get you so caught up in all that it entails, in your mind, you think, I have to do this. I got to do that. This has to be working. That has to be working. This, and that. And you become overwhelmed and you become of the mindset that this is impossible. This is too hard to do. It's not obtainable. And so when the enemy does that, then he has locked your mind down to be diabolically opposed to the truths of God. And so what do? We have to constantly, every single day, counterattack the mindsets that the enemy wants us to settle in, okay? And we have to constantly, every day, all throughout the day, embrace, meditate, reflect on, speak out, decree, okay? Read, hear, listen, you know, ponder, all of those things. We have to constantly keep that spiritual truth that we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness. And so I remember, you know, receiving, you know, that spiritual truth into my spirit and remembering that I have to guard that and protect that because the enemy comes what? To steal, to kill, and destroy. And so what's the practical side of it? Okay. When, in your everyday life, you know, whether it's, you know, tending to the home, whether it's working your job, whether it's, you know, trying to get a new home or whether it's even doing ministry, because sometimes the enemy can overwhelm you and make you think this thing is too hard. Now, why would God call us to ministry? Right. And make it so hard that we're not able to succeed in it. It's a lie from the pit of hell, right? And so, but when God has given us everything we need, yeah, we're going to have to put some sweat equity into it, right? We're going to have to put some work into it. We're going to have to work through this process of making it happen because faith without works is dead. We can't just say, you know, I believe God for, you know, to have success in ministry and we don't walk this thing out, right? And I got a good scripture to help us, you know, to let this thing solidify in our spirit. But I'm gonna hold on that for right now. But the biggest thing is this, that we have to grab a hold of this spiritual truth. So you got to keep it before you. When the enemy attacks your mind, you know, even in day in, day out things, you know, he would just try to trip you up, you know? And so, you know, sometimes when you're endeavoring to do something that you've never done before, even something, you know, for women, you know, you're having a baby for the first time or you're getting married, you know, or maybe you're going for this job that maybe you know, it's going to require something out of you, right? You got the qualifications, but it still requires faith and requires you putting some work into it. And maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed. Maybe you're feeling a little inadequate. Maybe you feel like, I don't quite know if I can do this, you know? And, but you got to allow that spiritual truth to come and say, but wait a minute, God has given me everything I need for this. And what I have to do is settle myself, settle my mind, settle my spirit, settle myself, and let that resonate in my spirit. So, and when you do that, then you begin to connect to what is he giving me? Okay. What exactly has he given me? And I can remember all the way back to, you know, really the beginning stages of walking this thing out and grabbing that spiritual truth. Is God's given me everything. What is he giving me? And I remember coming across this scripture from out of Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us up with benefits, the God of our salvation. And that just stuck out, who daily loads us with benefits. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. I'm beating myself over the head and there's benefits that I have to partake of. And some of them I'm already walking in, but didn't really realize that it was benefits, right? And so I begin to meditate on what are those benefits? Let me connect another scripture to it. And then I'm going to really begin to break down the benefits. Okay. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And so this, you know, as I begin to lay hold of what are the benefits that God has daily given me in my life, daily given you in your life, then I begin to realize this really is a setup, you know? And so when you think of benefits, these are things that give you the cutting edge. It gives you that little extra something, that little extra, you know, boost and security and peace of mind, right? It gives you that little extra support, right? Benefits. I mean, even in the natural, you look at benefit package. A benefit package is something that, you know, you may have heard of what if you're working in the workforce or something like that, and you want to know what are the benefits in working on this job, okay? You know, you are definitely, you know, you're going to put in the work, because if you don't work, you don't eat, right? So you're working in this job to get a salary. So that's a given, okay? This is an exchange. It's an even exchange. But then there are perks, if you will, which is another way of saying benefits, to being a part of this organization and working for this organization. And so that's the same way in the body of Christ. And guess what? They get this mindset or this concept from the Word of God. These are biblical concepts that when you are on God's side, that when you come into the household of faith, when you give your life to the Lord, there are benefits. There are many perks, right? And we got to focus more in on the benefits, right, that God has for us than we are focusing in on the lies of the enemy to make us think we don't have what we really have, you know? And so, so let's begin to just focus in on the things that he's given us, all things that pertain to life and godliness is directly connected to the daily benefits. Let's just think about God, just God himself, right? And, you know, when you think about God, he sets the stage with his love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Right there, he starts out right at the bat with the benefit of love, because love does what? It covers a multitude of sin, right? How did we even come into a relationship with God? It was based on his love. That's a benefit. And that's all, I mean, everything that I'm getting ready to share, all the benefits, all by themselves is a total whole message all by themselves that we can go on and on and talk about every single benefit. But I'm going to give you like a brief synopsis, a summary, so that you can retrain your mind or lock your mind into or renew your mind or solidify or refine your mind in this benefit package that the Lord has set us up with, okay? So love is one. Protection. Almighty God, he protects us. He watches over us. He looks out for us. You know, he sends angels to be charged over us. He has a protection, a security plan for us. Look, ring doesn't have anything on God, right? I don't care whatever type of security system that's out there, the police, you have all the security guards, the fence, all those things of protection, but there is no one that can protect us like God. Now, we know there's some natural things, yeah, that, you know, you do set in place, but I'm talking about your soul. He protects your soul. He protects your spirit, because what? When we give our lives to him, and even there is a level where God has protected us and kept us, even when we haven't given our lives to him, because he loves us so much that he wants us to come into his safety. He wants us to give our lives to him. So there is a level of protection that he provides for us. Because believe me, you, if he were to take his hands off of us, his hands of protection off of us, whether we're saved or not, your life would be snuffed out just like that. And so let's thank God for the benefit of protection. I think about favor. He favors those who, you know, who favors his righteous cause, okay? There is a favor shield around his children. We are his when we give our lives to him, and he favors us. He sets up opportunities. He opens doors for us. That's favor. When you know, he looks out for us, and he makes us have that cutting edge. He causes us to rise up to a certain place where we are seen and have favor on our lives by other people. And so that's a benefit. And another benefit is the grace, because grace and favor are very closely connected. The grace of God, when I look at that, he graces us with his presence. He graces us with favor. But when you look at grace, it is so powerful, because I think about the scripture where Paul's talking about how his grace is sufficient for us. You know, his grace steps in when we fall short or where we are short of what is needed. His grace steps in our weakness, and it makes the difference and causes us to have that cutting edge and brings us over the top, right? His grace is what enables us beyond our ability, because guess what? If you haven't recognized it by now, your ability is not sufficient, right? And that's why we have to depend on his grace, because he steps in and he fills in the areas, hallelujah. And if we're smart enough and have enough awareness of who God really is, then we will decrease so that we can allow him to increase in our lives. And when he increases in our lives, that's when his grace steps in. Come on now, you need grace to be able to manage your household. You need grace to be able to, you know, go for that interview or that job. You need grace to be able to increase and prosper. You need grace because guess what? There's a shortage of intellect. There's a shortage of power. There's a shortage of knowledge and information when we measure up according to God. But when we recognize that, when we recognize our weaknesses and we recognize, but God, when I embrace you and I allow you and the benefits that you load me up with daily, when I recognize all things that you have given me that pertains to life and godliness that you want me to partake of it, then certainly I'm going to say, God, give me all you got, right? So his grace, hallelujah, he will grace you to be able to manage, you know, on your job. He will grace you to be able to, you know, to live life. He will grace you to be able to be a caregiver for your loved ones. He will grace you to be able to be a wife, to be a husband, to be whatever he has called you to be. He will grace you. That means he will empower you and he will favor you. What a benefit, right? And oftentimes when I think of grace, I think of mercy, because guess what? We are, you know, a people that, you know, that we have so many shortcomings, and we can fail. We have failure in our lives, and we're prone to failure when we do things without God, or when we rest or rely on our intellect, our way, you know. And so there are many times in our lives when we need the mercy of God. You think about it, you know, had it not been for the mercy of God in our lives, where would we be? Right? We were all born and shaped in sin and iniquity. And it was the mercy of God by him sending his son, because he loved us so much. And Jesus, through his finished work, was able to redeem us. That's mercy. He could have made us pay the penalty, the price for our sin. But what did he do? He sent Jesus instead, right? He sent a mediator instead, right? And how many times, you know, I mean, if you even look in the natural sense, I mean, I look in the natural sense where I show mercy, you know, I show mercy to people. I show mercy, you know, because I could make you, I could punish you for, you know, certain things or whatever. And sometimes, you know, we think we're punishing people. Really, we're punishing ourselves, but that's a whole nother story. But, you know, when you are working with your kids, you know, and maybe they've done something and it was really wrong, how many times have we shown mercy? If you turn the script on yourself, even when you were kids, there are things that we did and we knew we were wrong, but our parents showed mercy. Think of how much more our Heavenly Father has shown mercy to us. And, you know, and I think about the scripture where it talks about morning by morning, new mercies I see. That is a major benefit. You fall short. You have shortcomings. You don't have it all together. There's things you do and you do knowingly, and you know it's wrong, but you need mercy, right? And so mercy, receiving that mercy, is when God steps in and doesn't give you what you deserve. That's mercy. So that's a major benefit, right? I also think about the plans. We're just talking about the benefits that stem directly from God, and everything else that I'm going to talk about, anything about Jesus, anything about Holy Spirit, anything about His Word, anything, all stems from God. But I'm talking specifically what the Father gives unto us. He says, I know the plans that I have for you, from out of Jeremiah 29:11, right? That's a benefit. I mean, how do you build a house from scratch without a plan? How do you do anything without a plan, right? If you don't have a plan, we already know you fail. You know, you plan to fail, right? So, but He has a plan for our lives, and that's a benefit. So for us to maximize or partake of that benefit, then we need to tap into God. What is your plan for my life? Because why am I beating myself over the head trying to do it my way, trying to do it this way or the hard way, when I can simply yield myself to your will, your way, and say, God, what is your plan? Share it with me. Show me how to walk out the plan that you have for my life. That's a benefit, right? And I think about, you know, His presence. I mean, His presence alone, and I'm just going down a list of things. His presence alone, in His presence, there is fullness of joy. That's a benefit. You can't put a price on joy. I mean, we live in a day and time where, I mean, joy is so needed, right? Because there's all kinds of calamity. There's all kinds of hardship. There's all kinds of things that's going on where the enemy wants you to be stressed out and worried and just bogged down and burdened down and laden with this, the cares of the world. But when you have joy, the joy that comes from God, the joy that knows, okay, I know all of this is going on, but I have joy in my heart because God's got me. God has a plan for me. God will show mercy. God will show grace. God will favor me. God will protect me, okay? His presence brings that, right? And so when we invite His presence into our lives, and not just, you know, into certain corners, certain rooms, but when we say, God, take over the whole house, my life is yours. Any room that's in my life, you are totally welcome in, okay? Even that room where there may be a little bit of shame, where there may be shortcomings, where there may be weakness, but when He shows up, guess what He brings? All those things that pertains to life and godliness. Guess what He brings? Daily, those benefits that He loads us up with. He brings us these gifts, glory to God. So that's just alone. Okay, but let's talk about Jesus, because God gave us Jesus, right? Of course, we know we have salvation. And if that ain't a benefit package, I don't know what you're going to call that, right? Redemption, restoration. You know, you can be going a certain way and you can lose some things. Have you ever lost some things? You lost time. You lost loved ones. You lost, you know, you lost opportunities. You lost relationships. You lost, you know, material things, whatever, but God, He is able to restore your life where you are able to regain these things, you know, and sometimes it's not necessarily regaining material things, because those things don't mean anything compared to eternity, right? But those things that are precious to God should be precious to you. And so regaining relationships, regaining life, some of you, when you gave your life to the Lord, you were tapping into the benefit packet of health, okay? And you were able to regain your health. That's a benefit, right? I also think about forgiveness. He gave us forgiveness through His Son, Jesus, so that we can forgive. And it's a two-way street, right? We forgive because we've been forgiven, but both are a benefit package. That's powerful, right? So you got to lock hold to that and not play with that, right? Because you are able to reap benefits. You are able to gain well-being. We're able to gain so much from the benefit of forgiveness. Okay. Healing. Okay. He, the stripes that Jesus received on His back, all of those things, He's able to gain healing. So, you look in your life, what are you dealing with as it relates to needing healing? It could be, physical healing. It could be mental healing. It could be, soulish healing. You need some healing done in your soul. Whatever type of healing you need, Jesus came so that we could receive the healing. Think about the thorn of a crown of thorns that was thrust upon his head. And what happened to his physical head is a representation that he went through everything that was needed to go through dealing with that mental healing that you may need. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, that was a mental thing, a mental test that he went through, mental anguish, mental distress, mental weight, mental burden that he passed the test in so that we could have healing in our minds. Okay. So, you know, and all of this is connected to that life and godliness, that productive life, that life of organization, all of those things. It, you know, if you're not healed, okay, if you're not healed in your mind, you can't even begin to organize your life. Don't even try to do that, right? Because it's just going to be a slippery slope. But when you embrace the benefits and recognize, okay, he's given me all things that pertains to life and godliness, I don't have to believe the lie that I'm going to be in mental distress all my life. I don't have to believe the lie that, oh, it's hereditary and I got to live with this for the rest of my life. I don't have to believe the lie that everybody's going through it, so I'm going to have to go through it too, and I'm going to have to suffer through it for the rest of my life. Those are all lies, lies, lies of the enemy. So reap the benefit of healing. It covers everything that pertains to life and godliness, even sickness in your body. Okay, you got to lay hold of that because he's given us all things. And the more you are able to lock into that, then you begin to see the tides turning to the revelation of the healing that he has secured already for us. Okay, he's given us power, power and authority. All things that pertains to life and godliness is included in that. The power and authority that he gave us, okay? All of this is scriptural basis. I'm just giving you a summary of the benefits, okay? This is a summary of the benefits package. You got to get into the word and you got to grab hold to it because some of these benefits may, you may be a more dire need than others, but you got to be willing to put the work in. And again, I have a scripture for you. I'm going to cap it off with that, but let's continue on with the benefits, okay? He's given us a heavenly language. Do you know that Jesus is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost? And being baptized in the Holy Ghost, the evidence of being baptized in the Holy Ghost is the release of the heavenly language that he's given us. Yes, the Holy Spirit is with us. He's with us when we give our lives to him. But the scripture that's in John 14, it talks about how he's with us, but he wants to be in us. Wow. Holy Spirit is not just satisfied with being with you. He wants to engulf your life. He wants to be in you. And when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, connect that to John, the 7th chapter, 38th verse, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. You go on to the next verse. It says, this is what he was talking about, the Holy Ghost who had not yet come at that time. This was Jesus, right? So Jesus is giving us a precursor to let us know, I'm going to baptize you in the Holy Ghost. It's going to flow up out of your belly, all right? And the Holy Spirit is going to infill you and not just be with you, okay? Because it's two different things. And the powerful thing in the benefit package is we can have both, not just one, but we can have both. We can have them with us, but we can also have them infilling in us, which means he's saturating our beings. That means everything that may be in us that is not like him, that is not of God, can be flushed out and he can fill every part of our being from the top of our heads, our minds, our soul, our bodies, our everything, and where we are yielded to him to allow him to do what he wants to do. That's a benefit package, okay? And then his word. Do you know that Jesus came in the flesh as the word of God? And he has given us his word to allow it to become real in our lives. That's a benefit package, because let me tell you something. What's a benefit package if you don't really know what a benefit is all about? If you don't have no explanation to know what, you know, how to partake of this benefit, you know, or what specifically is this benefit and how does it relate to my life and how do I, apply this benefit so that I can reap the benefits, right? And that's what the word does. And so it does no good to know you have a benefit package daily and you not find out what benefits you have. Okay. And, you know, in other words, you got to read the fine lines. The word of God is the fine lines. You can't just say, oh, okay, I got a benefit package, but you don't know what it entails. Okay. The word of God is a major benefit. Just receiving the package itself with its description and definition of what it's all about and how to apply it to your life is a benefit, okay? And then let's talk about the Holy Spirit. Oh my gosh. He is our agent in the earth realm, and he is a major benefit package that is helping to seal the deal of us being set up for success, being set up for life and godliness. And so the Holy Spirit, he's our helper. Now, he's not going to help nobody that's not doing anything. So what are you doing? Are you working towards a godly life? Are you working towards being used by God? Are you working towards something? Or what are you working on, right? So he's going to help those who need help. But if you don't receive his help, you know, then he's not going to help. But he's a helper. He guides. Guess what? He's an informant. He listens to hear what the Father has to say. And then what does he do? He tells us what the Father has to say. That's the voice of God, right? The Holy Spirit comes and leads us, you know, by the voice of the Lord, because that's what he's listening for, right? He's a cultivator. These are all benefits, all benefits. He's a cultivator of the fruit. Come on now. Let's take the moment. Take a moment. Love is a benefit. Joy is a benefit. Peace. Come on now. If you don't have peace, you know, life is miserable, you know, but when you have peace on board, I don't care what's going on. It can be miserable all around you, but you are at peace, right? Patience, because when you operate in patience, there's things you're going to have to wait on, right? Gentleness, goodness. Guess what? Our Father is a good, good Father. He is good. And he does good. You know, it's not just good to be, you know, oh, that's, you know, he's good. But guess what he does? His whole nature is he does good things, right? That's a benefit, a major benefit, right? Faithfulness, being faithful, that's a benefit. Being humble. Jesus displayed humility. He gave us the gift of humility by showing us this is how you operate in humility. And it's a gift. It's an awesome, powerful gift. And maybe there could be a podcast on that, because it is a really a weapon too as well. Humility, because it's very unassuming, and it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of power. And then self-control. He also administers gifts. Oh, the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, word of knowledge, you know, discerning of spirits, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the working of miracles. The Holy Spirit administers and all of that. It's benefits. He gives us all these things. These are all things that he gives to the believer to cause us to be on the cutting edge, to be able to fulfill his plan, to be able to work the middle, to be able to do life at home, to be able to do life on the job, to be able to do life in whatever way that he calls us to do, okay? And so what I want to encourage you to do is get a hold of or read Psalms 103, okay? That whole book or chapter, it shares about some details of additional benefits. There are so many benefits. I mean, we could take the whole year to talk about the benefits. And so we are truly set up for success. We are set up for life, that abundant life. We are just set up, and you have to embrace that. You can't believe the lies of the enemy that you don't have what it takes, that you are at a deficit, that you are short. I mean, it may look like something, but you don't allow that lie to speak to you and tell you who you are and what you are and what you have and what you don't have. Okay. So get a hold of Psalms 103, meditate on it, soak it in. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. It's your soul part that needs to be renewed in the benefits of God. Your spirit already knows. Your spirit said, come on here, get a hold of the benefits, walk in those benefits so that you can live the abundant life, so that you can have life and godliness, right? So it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. And I think that's where we err. We forget the benefits. We forget that God is on our side. We forget all these things that I have already shared with you. And we can't do that. The angelic host, it talks about, you know, and how we have angels charge over us and how the angels are waiting to hear what? The benefit of his word being put into action. When we speak his word, they hearken to the voice of his word. All benefits, all for us, all for our success, all for our aid, okay? I told you I had this particular scripture that I want to share with you to close out this podcast. And we're talking about, it's a setup, right? And so God has given us everything. There is no reason why we should not succeed only if we refuse to walk this thing out, okay? So it's a familiar scripture, but I'm going to read from the Message translation. It's out of Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse, and I'm going to read through the 30th verse. And it says, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? And this is Jesus talking. He says, come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. Why do you need to recover your life? Because you have not been grabbing a hold of the benefits, all the things that he's given us that pertains to life and godliness, okay? And so he says, get away with me and you'll recover your life. So if you're in a state where you've lost whatever, you're just in turmoil, you're burnt out, you're tired, you're worn out, you're at your wit's end, you can't see how to make ends meet. Your relationships are jacked up. You know, it seems like your house is in total turmoil and disarray, your children disobey you, all of those different things, then there are some things you need to do and it's evidently not working with what you've been doing. So now shut it down. Come away with God. Go to Jesus. If you got to get out of the house, go somewhere where you can come away and sit in the presence of God and allow Jesus to teach you some things, right? And this is not every now and then. Because see, the thing is, I can speak because I know, right? And you can start on something, you know, and you do good for a little bit and then we fall off. We have to really work at not falling off. That's that diligence. That's that discipline that we really have to focus in on, because you can know all these things are at your disposal. All these things are available to you, but except you determine that you're going to have some stick-to-itness, that you're going to have some diligence, tenacity, dogmaticness, all of that is what you need to be able to receive what Jesus is going to share with you, right? And so he says, I'll show you how to take a real rest. Okay. And a real rest is not just you laying down in bed with the covers over your head and you tired and you sleeping and you sleeping all your life away. No, he's not talking about that. He's talking about in your spirit to have something settled so much in your spirit that it's not governed by your exterior atmosphere or surrounding, that is not governed by what's not working and what is working, but is governed by what the word actually says, that spiritual truth. And this is what I'm getting ready to share right now. This part of the scripture is what jumped out at me. It says, walk with me and work with me and watch how I do it. Let me finish it out. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me. This is Jesus talking again. And you'll learn to live freely and lightly, right? So he says, keep company. That means keep on doing what I'm sharing with you. What is it that he shared? There's some things when you walk with him, you're going to see. Some things when you actually work with him, right? It's going to be embedded on the inside of you. There is an apprenticeship that we have to have with Jesus, okay? With God. We gotta surrender ourselves to an apprenticeship where we're willing to say, I don't know nothing. Teach me what I need to know in order to do this thing called life, right? So it says, walk with me, work with me, watch how I do it. So that's a training level that we have to be in. We have to constantly be in a mode of learning to do well, right? And so when you walk with him, when you work with him, when you watch how he does it, you know, we're looking for mentors. There's no greater mentor than Jesus. Now, the mentors can help us to connect the spiritual with the natural. Yeah, but come on now. They can only do what they, where they get their source from, right? So no matter what it looks like, you're still going to have to walk this thing out. You're still going to have to put some sweat equity into this thing, right? You're still going to have to work at some things. You're still going to have to apply work to your faith, right? And you're going to have to keep your eyes on him, right? Because again, we get into this thing and then we step away, we fall away, you know? And so then this is saying that the process of learning the unforced rhythm of grace is the walking, the working, and the watching. Constantly keeping your eyes on him, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, all of that is entailed in how he's going to show you how to work this thing. And so that's what you have to do. How do I apply the benefits? You know, you can have the benefits, but if you don't walk with him, if you don't work with him, if you don't watch how he's doing it, you'll never be able to apply the benefits. And so that's in everyday life. That's in taking care of your kids. That's in organizing your house. That's in, you know, how you do work on the job. That's in how you set up business and how you work with your employees. It's how you do relationships, how you do marriage, all of that. He's given us everything that we need to have a successful marriage, to have a successful family, to have successful finances, to have successful health. But we have to tap into these godly principles and we can't try to do shortcuts, okay? And so these are things that I have constantly realigned at times, constantly washed my mind with, and am constantly in that state of keeping my mind renewed that I got what I need to be able to live this life of success. There's times when my heart may feel overwhelmed. There's times when I may feel like, I don't know how to do this. And then constantly, when I look back at those moments when I feel like, I don't know what to do, immediately the Holy Spirit quickens me and says, but I know. And then I'll say, or in my mind, or I may even speak it out, okay, I may not know, but you, Holy Spirit, you know. So Holy Spirit, show me, lead me, guide me, direct me. He's a benefit package. So I say it's a setup. And if it's a setup, then you got to be willing to receive all that he has set us up to in order to live this life of godliness and to live the abundant life. I know it's been a blessing to you. Take the time to study and get this on the inside of you. If it's already on the inside of you, protect it, preserve it, keep it, and keep on keeping on in the spiritual truths that he's given you. God bless you.